Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
I think it's good when we read scripture and there's something about it that makes us a little uncomfortable. Otherwise, if every time I read the Word of God and I just get to like pat myself on the back and feel like I'm doing exactly what it says, it seems a little bit too much like I'm already a saint. And I know, and probably everyone who knows me knows, that that's not a reality. So a couple days ago, when I was reading through this gospel with my students, there were a couple times when they seemed really bothered by what Jesus was saying. And I think that's good, because it means they're actually listening to what Jesus is saying, and they're wrestling with it, and they're seeing a disconnect between how they live or what they want and what Jesus is saying. And so the gospel today from Luke 6 says, Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way. The words of Jesus should cause us to consider, what am I living for? Are my roots growing deep? And am I willing to suffer for love of him? Am I willing to be uncomfortable? Am I willing to have an eternal perspective on my life now, that the suffering and the pain and the sorrow is headed somewhere, is meaningful? Or am I going to try to avoid it at all costs? One of my students asked this question about, woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. And they said, well, doesn't Jesus want us to be happy? And I had this conversation and I was saying, yes, Jesus wants us to be happy, but he wants us to have this deep, rich happiness that isn't just surface level where you feel good. And how if we try to go through life just having this like feel good, like giddy, laughing sort of life, then we're missing, well, so much of the human experience, but also we're missing the chance to actually be able to mourn with people who are genuinely suffering. Not to mention the fact that sometimes mourning and sorrow is required of us just based on the events of life. And if we just try to laugh our way through all of them, then we're not really embracing our experience as humans. But this gospel is forcing me today to consider, what are the ways that I can be more poor? That I can let myself be hungry? The ways that I should be weeping? The first reading today is very close to this also. It comes from Jeremiah, and it says, Thus says the Lord, Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes, its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. This is what I desire, this trusting in the Lord and growing these deep roots that allow us to live more fully and more richly and in a way that follows what Jesus wants us to do in life. That we're not just looking for what's good on the surface or what makes me comfortable or what just satisfies me for right now, but we're looking at a deeper reality, that we're sinking our roots into the earth, and that when the suffering comes, when the drought comes, that we know that the Lord is faithful, that we know that the Lord is our hope, and that we know that this life right now is not the only time we're going to live. And so with that perspective of looking at heaven, desiring heaven, I want to encourage us all to continue to trust in the Lord and to consider, what are the ways that I can seek to follow him more closely, that I can be poor, that I can be hungry, that I can pursue the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word that you give to us, where you encourage us to follow you, and you are deeply interested in the continual process of our sanctification. Lord, grant us the grace to be able to receive the truth that you are speaking to us, and to strive to follow you more closely so that we might spend an eternity with you in heaven. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.